another episode of What's the Point Podcast.
I'm your girl Dev.
And I'm your girl T.
And welcome back, y'all, to another episode. We're back and it's Wednesday.
Yes, it's Wednesday. We're having, my bracelet, good, pretty good day over here.
Yeah, I think we're having a great day over here.
Having a pretty good day over here. Any check-ins?
What did we do this weekend, friend? We went out for drinks like we typically do. We had a great little time. Yeah, that's our check-in. We've just been doing good, guys. Y'all know us.
Right. By now you do.
Right.
I will say, shout out to the BET Awards.
Did you watch it?
Yes, girl, I watched it.
I was going to ask you, friend, first of all, why was it on a Monday, though?
I appreciate it.
You did? It was...
No, it was weird.
I went to bed at midnight.
Oh, I didn't watch it on the day. I watched it the next day.
Okay. I enjoyed it, though. I think it was one of the better ones in the past couple years.
Very good. It felt nostalgic. It felt like the old BET Awards that we grew up on.
It did.
It was so refreshing, especially with what's going on in the world.
I agree. I really enjoyed Jamie Foxx's tribute. Mm-hmm. That made me teary-eyed. Because Jamie Foxx, he definitely deserved that award. Not just for what happened with his accident or his stroke or whatever, but his career in general.
He really is a triple threat.
Oh, he really is talented.
Yeah, I was going to say, he deserved
those flowers. Yeah, for sure.
I loved everyone who they gave
the awards to.
The Icon Award?
Yeah.
But I loved everyone. I love Snoop. I love Mariah Carey.
Yes.
That's my girl. And it was just beautiful. It was beautiful. But my favorite was the 106 in Park.
Yes.
Every time I used to get off the bus.
That was my show.
Yes.
That was our childhood, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, 106 in Park, I really enjoyed it. I don't like the fact that they're bringing 106 in sports. Why y'all don't just bring right 106 in Park? Like, I thought that's where they were going when they made that announcement with Cam Newton and that lady. I was like, okay. We don't really want that. We good with Shannon, Uncle Sharp.
Right. I'm all right. But that was refreshing. That was really good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
And I really appreciated what her name is, Doji.
It's all Doji.
Yeah. They're all mixing together. I really appreciated what she said on her platform because was real. And it's still very real.
Yeah, because I mean, the awards were going on, and right outside they were having the protests. And mm-hmm. It's like, how can we have the awards and we're not acknowledging what's going on outside? I don't like the fact that nobody was really like, it was only a few people who was applauding and clapping for her. And I was like,
And that's why I said, I feel like in some ways, and we'll get, this is not our topic, but I feel like privilege is, everyone has some sense of privilege.
Yeah.
And you have privilege not because we know what certain privilege looks like. Mm-hmm. We know that. But you can also be privileged by feeling like, that ain't got nothing to do with me. That doesn't affect me. Yeah. And it affects all of us.
Yeah.
Like, it really does. No matter who, black, brown, green, mm-hmm. blue, white, whatever is going on, if you're not affected by it or you don't feel the impact from it, then you're acting in your privilege.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's a little bit harder not to do that.
Yeah. And I feel like, when you got money, even if you're black and you got a lot of money, you can, like, definitely play on that privilege mm-hmm. of, oh, that don't have nothing to do with me.
Right,
and I think that was displayed there.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it has a lot to do with all of us.
Yeah, because speaking of that, even though, Snoop Dogg deserved the Icon Award, he was just at Trump inauguration.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then a couple months later, he getting the Icon Award at the BET, but I ain't saying nothing, though.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, him, Nelly. Nelly was at the inauguration.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we all have different views here. But I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. Nobody really knew that, but it was like, he was at the inauguration talking about Trump.
All right there. Well.
Do what you can.
Do what you can out in the community.
We love Uncle Snoop. We do. We also need to address Uncle Snoop's
behaviors.
Yeah.
But
allies.
Do what you can in the community. Like I said, it's affecting all of us.
Yeah.
it hurts all of us in some type of way because it's humanity. Yeah. And you wouldn't want it done to your community. Exactly. Which has been done for years.
To so us. Right. Yeah.
It's like we're all oppressed again.
Yeah.
But with that, we're going to get into our episode. Steph, do you want to
get... Yeah, sure. So I wanted to talk about this topic simply because I've just been seeing a lot, like an influx of this behavior lately. And I'm just like, where are we going as a society when we are now dealing with men who are sassier than the women?
Yeah.
I, as a woman, I don't consider myself to be sassy, but I'm a woman. So maybe I am, you know, right? But as a man, I just feel like those are personality traits that should not quite align
right
with the male representation. Like, unless you're on the other side. But straight men, I feel like y'all have a certain...
Stature,
a certain personality that's supposed to come with that. And going back and forth with women, wanting to text first, wanting to call first. Like, I don't think that's a manly man.
I don't know. I just feel like, I don't know, a sassy man versus manly man.
Yeah. I feel like lately it's been this big trend of, especially on TikTok and like, Instagram, mm-hmm. I've been seeing like a lot of memes about sassy men apocalypse, sassy men, what I call it earlier, friend,
epidemic,
yeah, sassy men epidemic. It's like, now me personally, I haven't run into a sassy man.
Well, here, no,
a couple,
yeah,
a couple.
I was gonna say we've ran into
a couple. Yeah, a couple.
I just feel like I try to be team, you know. For the people, you know, be who you want to be.
Yeah, because it's
like,
June.
I do. I feel like it is. I don't, you know, it's men's mental health awareness. And right, I know that
pride,
you all go.
We're not talking about those.
Right. Men. I know that you, everyone goes through their struggles. But I know, like, the weight of a man, we would never understand that. However, I have brothers. And they don't do those things. Like, they don't go back and forth with me as if they were my sister. Or, you know, like, they don't exude jealousy or cattiness or things like that.
Yeah.
So I think for me, when I think about a man or how you're coming to me, I'm seeing calm. I'm seeing quiet. Not like you gotta be quiet. Let me not say that. But it's like I'm seeing a rational thinker here. I'm not seeing a whole bunch of like emotions just
all over the place.
But from a woman, I'm expecting like at some point you might spike up, or you're irritated, or lots of attitude
changes. We go through changes through the month. We can't help that.
Right. I'm seeing I understand the attitude, but even as a woman, I try to keep that in check.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to keep it to myself. You know, keep it contained because it don't have to go all over the table. It can be in this little container here. This is my business for the week. Once the week is over, this shit is gone.
Right.
But as a man, y'all don't deal with that. Y'all don't have a period. Y'all don't have a PMS. Why are you acting like you're on your period this week? Like, why is that a thing? Like, I had a man tell me that. Oh, I got an attitude. I'm on my period. Okay. I'm going to let you be on that. I'm going to let you have that because why do you have an attitude today? Not to say that men can't have attitudes because they can, but it's how you display it.
Yeah, like
it's all about how you display your attitude. If you're over there
dramatic,
fingers, arms crossed,
I can't.
You're sassy as a man. Yeah, because what are you doing all that for? You're supposed to just be like, oh, it's whatever.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm used to. I have a younger brother, I have a guy brothers, and they just don't do that. Like, it was actually pretty cool. Like, it was cool growing up around having brothers. I have one god sister. It was cool just that dynamic. Like, it was chill.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't understand being around females and and she said and did you hear? Shut up. Like, y'all are so catty.
Yeah.
But to hear that that's like the nature of some men now, like, you're catty or you're throwing a fit. Yeah. Like, I ain't talking to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like it's all of that. It's the cattiness. It's the, oh, I'm not speaking to you for a couple days. It's the going back and forth about the pettiest little things. It's the rolling of the eyes. It's the huffing of the breath. What is all of that, sir? What is all of that? Because I'm not even giving you all of that. So why are you giving me that? So, man, you're sassy.
Yeah.
And I think that's, I don't know where we're going as a people, where the women are, like, becoming more masculine, the men are becoming more feminine. Because, like, if we're going to talk about the men, I guess we got to talk about the women, too.
Yeah.
The men claim that we're masculine.
But we are.
We are. Like, and we're not.
We are. And I have trouble with that because I've been called masculine. And you know I'm girly girl to the T.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even play no tomboy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I nails done everything. Now, I've always been like that. But then when I started looking at how I move, and I've been told that I am masculine. Like, I am Miss Independent. You ain't got it. Low key, I'll just figure it out. Or I'm not even asking you. Like, you know, I just...
Yeah.
But it's not to... It's not because a man has made me feel like I have to do that. Mm-hmm. I don't have that same perspective. It's because I had a manly man as a dad.
Yeah.
And my daddy was like, hey, you can do the same thing.
Exactly.
Go in there and do... You know, so I just feel like that's my perspective, but... We are kind of masculine.
I do agree with that because, and also Gemini is a masculine sign, which I didn't know but I don't know. But to that point, I was raised that same way. You know, like, I'm a girly girl. I don't take the trash out or nothing. But the same thing your brother can do, you can do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I moved the way I move now. The guys I'm dating, I'm not really asking them for shit because I already figured it out.
Right.
I don't have time to wait for you to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. I don't like to put my stuff in other people's hands because I don't have time to wait.
Yes.
I don't have time to wait.
But I feel like that goes into, like, the whole feminine where you're submissive. And I feel like if you have the right partner, which now that I'm experiencing that, I have the right partner that I can recognize when...
You need to take a step back.
I need to put my...
Yeah.
You know...
Trust.
Y'all can feel... Not trust, but when I need... to, like, literally, he says, I need to put my dick away. But you know, hey, I get it. Because it can come out. Like, I'm like, hey, the trash needs to be taken out. I'm the opposite. I'm like, trash needs to be taken out. I don't like smells. I'm going to take this trash out.
Yeah.
That's just for me, like, second nature. I've been living by myself before. I just kind of know. I don't try to be Miss Independent or a masculine woman. It's just what I do.
Yeah.
But I do feel like if you have the trust and you don't have all this sass that you're dealing with, and you got a man telling
you can...
hey, chill, you can, you know, I got it.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to hear is I got it and not know back, you're going to do it. But I feel like, masculine women, we can be, and I do know that there are some women who are masculine who are not aware of that,
mm-hmm.
and they actually are domineering and want that sense of control.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where you give room for sassy men, because now y'all have switched roles.
Yeah.
Not saying that a man should be domineering, but I think it is a such thing as a woman, you're now, like, assuming this position of power and control, and that's not for you to...
Right, that's his role.
That's not for you to take off. Mm-hmm. So, yes, if he's barking, and I see you doing all the orders and taking care of everything, that's where we have some sass.
Yeah.
That's room for the sass. Somebody got a sass.
Right,
around
somebody
the house.
Got a sass. I don't think it should be the man sassing. That's my perspective. That's my views. Now, it whatever works for y'all. But that don't work for me over here.
No.
Me personally, I like my man to be quiet.
No, but it's true.
But
like,
not in a way that he doesn't speak. I love a man that speaks. But not all that pop, 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 popping. Like, shut up.
You can't do that. Because I don't even, like I said.
I don't even
do
all that. No, because I'm very calm, very chill. I keep my shit, like I said, contained. So if I'm not pop, pop, popping as the woman, there's no reason for you as the man to be pop, pop, pop in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about petty stuff at that. It's not even that serious, baby.
It's not this serious. And I do feel like you said, accountability. Hate to say it, I love my woman, but I'm like, y'all, you can't be telling that man what to do and then you know, feeling like, okay, I don't want no sass. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that too.
You gotta understand too, like, get your emotions, get the sass. The sass should be balanced.
Yeah, it should.
It should be balanced. And then said man, you do woman. Right. I don't know what that looks like for y'all. It don't have to look a certain way.
Right, it don't have to be traditional.
But the cattiness, regardless, that's just too chaotic for me. I can't. And to hear that, I have not quite... I mean, I have experienced and have seen some attitude in a man where I was like, wow, that's impressive. Wait, why are you
that's
so...
That's a new one.
Why are you so upset?
Yeah.
Why are you... You're not doing this, but you're just...
Yeah.
Why...
You're standoffish.
What is that?
Yeah.
Why are you like that? You have quite the attitude. And I'm not understanding.
Yeah. That's my whole thing. It's like... Like I said, men, you guys have the right to express yourself how you want to express yourself. Have the emotions. Go through all the feelings. Because that be the main thing y'all preach about. Nobody cares about men's mental health. And I'm not going to get too much into y'all since it's June. But y'all always say that. But y'all have to stick up for yourselves, too. Mm-hmm. Like, we can only do so much as the woman. Like, we have so many things on our back. Step up for yourselves so that we can back y'all.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to run the men's support group? We're not men. Like, right. How y'all expect us to be supporting y'all in these spaces and y'all don't support yourselves? That right. was off topic, but I just had to get
No, that is true. That's right. that's accountability. And I think you finding that partner or finding that friend or whoever, because I do believe that I do believe men and women can be friends.
For sure.
And I have male friends.
Yeah.
And I try to leave space and room that you can tell me anything that you're going through or mm-hmm. what you have going on. I'm not going to judge you and say, well, men shouldn't be dealing with that or any of that childish thinking, because I think humans gonna feel what humans feel regardless.
Yeah.
But I agree with that, friend. I really do. That was beautifully said. Like, you do have to stick up for yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you're sticking up for yourself and you're finding that you have to sass in order for yourself to feel like you're heard or the opposite, where you're not saying anything at all, mm-hmm. the two are both still a problem.
Yeah. And you need to find a balance between the two, because like we just sat here and said, we don't like sassy men. I don't know no woman who wants a sassy man. So y'all really need to get that in check. And the same for the women. Like, if the men can be less sassy, then the women could be less masculine. It's got to be a give and a take. We got to work with each other.
Because I'm only going to assume the position because...
of what you're leading me.
Right, out of survival. And I feel like that's real. Yeah. Like, if you want her to sit back and not do anything, then you have to kind of, like, I don't know, maybe step up.
Maybe lead.
Right.
Maybe don't lead no us complaints. Down the sassy road. Lead us down the road of leadership and growth.
Right.
And strive.
Didn't y'all see MLK and Malcolm X, all the old school...
Right,
you know,
Malcolm was not sassy.
They were not sassy men. Look at y'all granddaddies.
Yeah,
they were not sassy.
They was the opposite
they
of sassy.
They were not sassy.
For sure.
They
for
not sure. sassy. So it's like, come on. Like, and I'm not saying you got to act like that same way.
Yeah,
it's just
don't take us back there.
Right. It's just examples. You know, these are just examples of men. But it's just, it has to change. It just has to change. And I do agree. I would like to see men stick up for themselves. And I do agree that mm-hmm. you have to feel safe enough to do that. So that's why I said, if you feel like you have to argue and you feel like that's how you've had to get your point across in relationships in the past, that ain't the right way either.
Yeah.
That is toxic.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's obviously not a safe space. Like, if the only way that you feel like you could be heard is by popping off and being sassy and just presenting yourself in a feminine way, then maybe that's not a safe space for you. Maybe mm-hmm. that's not the place you're supposed to be. Or maybe it is. I don't know.
But maybe I try to look for grace, too. And I'm like, maybe that's what you learn. Like, I don't know, but it has to be unlearned, like, because that's just wild right there. Right?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is learned, but I ain't going to get into that.
Yeah, because I feel like it's learned for a different reason.
Yeah, right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But, yeah. we ain't never talked about that, by the way. So,
right, very much so.
So, yeah, I think that it is learned, in some capacities, but I do feel like accountability, I don't care if you're 20 or you're 40 or you're 50, there's still some sense of accountability. And you cannot be just barking orders to people. Yeah. We can't think like that.
Yeah, no, I definitely don't think like that. I don't do well with do this, do that, do this, do that.
I just cannot see myself dating someone and you're arguing with me and just giving me attitude.
Yeah, no.
Are you serious?
No. Because, like, my whole thing with that is, like, I always say this, y'all. Y'all get one time. I give y'all grace. Maybe y'all having a bad day. But then, if you are always portraying this behavior, it's not, we're not doing this no more. We just not. Because I can't take you serious. I can't take you seriously. Like, now I'm like, oh, here he go. Here he go again with this little fucking attitude again. I'm going to let him have it. I'm going to let him have it. I ain't going back and forth with him. Now you mad at me because I ain't going back and forth. Because you wanted to argue. I don't want to argue, dear. I almost said something. But
no, I agree. No, it's going to be a hard no for me. And I laugh a lot, as y'all know. And
everything
I just,
is
that's,
funny
that's
to
gonna
us.
Be. That's just something I just can't take serious.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to laugh at you because I'm going to be like, here he go again. Here he go. Go ahead, baby. Get it out.
I need you to talk to me. Help me understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And I'd rather you say today is not a good day or something, but where you're just attitude and barking, I can't hear it. I'm sorry. Because I'm just not a woman that gives attitude and barks.
Yeah,
now, I am a woman, so at the end of the day, you know, different things come. But I'm just not about to be popping off, like, or standoffish and just being weird.
Yeah. I feel like the sassy man, it goes hand in hand with just, I don't know. Like, I really don't know, like, is it a trend? Like, is this just, like, for a little bit of time and then y'all gonna get back to being manly men? Or is this, like, how I should expect the next 20 or so years to be? Like,
could it be?
I'm trying to say if it's generational, you know?
I don't know. Because, and I think, too, like, I just don't know. I don't know. Where does this lead us? What does this mean?
Yeah, because I think it goes to the point that the men want to be the prize now. That's what I'm saying. The men want to be the prize.
But they are a prize.
And I say that. Men are a prize just as much as women. However, I think they're pushing it heavier.
What kind of prize are we talking? Like, you're the...
Exactly. Like, it's like, you're the... I'm supposed to win you over. I'm supposed to court you.
That's opposite.
I'm supposed to call you first. I'm supposed to text you first. I'm supposed to buy you gifts. I'm supposed to, I'm basically trying to convince you to fuck with me. Basically, that's what it seems like nowadays. From what I'm hearing from my girlies, is that the men want to be courted. They want you to plan the date. Men are saying, "Oh, well, whatever you want to do, whatever I want to do, you ask me. What did you have on your mind?"
And I feel like you do get to a certain place in your relationship, but courting and dating initially. For me to take a man out is kind of interesting.
Yeah. Like I just, I don't know about that. On our knee.
No, I don't know about
like,
that.
Like, come on now. Well, some things got to remain traditional.
Some things, yes. Or like, can we collaborate? Like, what you mean? You the prize and I'm taking you out?
I'm footing the bill every time.
That's a little different.
So, yeah, I don't know. I know what the girls are saying now. And I think it's more so like, it's a little bit our age group and younger.
Okay.
That the sassy men are in.
The sassy epidemic. Yeah. That's the new one right there.
Maybe like 35 and younger.
Okay.
Sassy.
Well, y'all have at it.
I'm still very much doing research on this topic, guys, because this is like something we're actively dealing with right now. This is an epidemic that we're in, you know. So we're still doing research. We're still consulting our consultants. You know, I have my girls bringing in data from every city.
Devin, please.
I need to get to the root of this sassy man epidemic.
It's just, that's concerning. Now, that's a new one right there.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Because it's been going on, I would say now, for about a year that I've been seeing just sassy behavior from men.
See, I was teen when people would say the men are sassy. Y'all was calling the men sassy for drinking lemon drop.
That's where it kind of started.
And see, and y'all was calling men sassy for the hookah. And I'm like, now, come on.
Yeah.
I just don't see that as sassy.
Hookah. If your girl's with you.
I just feel like, but hookah started off like you can go to the hookah bar.
Yeah.
You know, when it first started coming out.
That is true.
And that was like a thing where everybody was smoking hookah.
Yeah.
So I just felt it was just certain stuff that they were saying like that's sassy. So you want a man to drink whiskey all the time?
Why you gotta have a lemon drop?
I just felt like it was things like that that I was like, I'm just gonna hear my ears to the streets with the sassiness, but then I took it out.
Yeah.
Because y'all were calling everything sassy.
Yeah, that was the thing. At one point everything was sassy.
Everything was sassy. Mm-hmm. But now when I'm hearing this and what I have witnessed, I'm appalled.
Yeah, I'm appalled. I'm like, wow.
I don't know. And how can you not have masculine women if that's what you're going to do?
Exactly.
And not the masculine women that's dating the sassy man, because that's just foolish right there.
Yeah.
But I think more of disaster is spot on. I just think more of masculine, like if you don't lead and that's how you're acting.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to get. That's how I view that.
Yeah, but that's
wild.
Yeah, and like you said earlier, if the men are going to be sassy, the women have no choice but to be masculine. Like, there's got to be balance in the world. There's a yin and there's a yang. There's a feminine, there's a masculine in the world. Whatever side you fall on that is whatever side you fall on. But if we got one, we got to have the other.
Mm-hmm.
We can't both be feminine in the relationship. We're not going to succeed.
No, and I'm not talking feminine, like, like to cook, that's not
sassy at all.
No,
like, we love a man who can cook.
Right, it's like, you know, we have different things that blend into, you got some women who like to work on cars.
Yeah.
You know, it just fits. But that right there, you want me to do what?
Yeah, I think it's more so the behavior versus, like, the roles, like, the tasks, like, it's one thing for a man to like to cook or a woman who likes to work on cars. That's not what we talk about. We're talking about the fact that you like to go back and forth with women. Or you like to just exude, I think I'm the shit. She need to come talk to me. Or, speaking of, friend, have you been seeing, there was this thing that I seen on Twitter. Now women are buying men drinks at the bar.
Well, why would I do that? I don't even want a man to buy me a drink.
Exactly.
Like, if you
why
do,
am I going to a man, I'm all for it, you know, like, if speaking to men first, but buying him a drink first, where is the class as a woman?
Sorry.
You know, like, where is
the class? Damn it,
like,
please.
And some decorum up in here. Like, why am I pulling my wallet out to buy him a $15 drink? What? And then I also seen something else about,
are they dating or are you just
no, buying? This is like, you're like, say me and you we're all out and I see this guy that I think is cute and I want to talk to him.
Gosh.
So I go and buy him a drink. The same way he would do for me, I'm doing for him. No. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm.
I'm sorry. I'm just not doing that. And then the whole, have you seen the trend dapping up tans?
No.
Where like the girls, it started off as guys. Mm-hmm. And they would go and like dap up like girls that were tans in the function.
Okay.
She's a 10, like, oh, dap her up. Now the women are doing it. They going around dapping up 10s. I'm just like, where is the...
So is it the woman's fault?
I think it is. I think it's women. I think it's our fault. I hate to say it. It's the woman's fault because we're allowing...
Why would you do that?
We're allowing the roles to change. Because now we're acting in masculine energy. So, of course, the man... Of course, you coming to dap him up as a 10, he expect a drink. Where my drink at? Like, if I was a man.
This is very interesting.
Yes.
This is so
interesting. It might be the women's fault. I hate to say that. I hate to say it's women's fault. But it could be.
Girl, I am shocked. Yes. The drinks, buying someone a drink. I barely want to buy myself a $15
drink. That's
what
I'm saying. I'm like, why in the world would I go up to a man? I don't know this man. And this is me trying to introduce myself and I'm buying him a drink.
No. I believe in shooting your shot.
I definitely believe in shooting your shot.
But it's a way to go about that.
As a woman, yeah. Because you're buying him a drink, you're already exuding masculine energy right there. Now he expects you to pay for the first date, but...
Versus like you taking him... You can take your partner. You can take whoever you're dating. Okay, mm-hmm. You plan the date. Mm-hmm. I want to plan something. Or I really know you like this. It's a class. It's a decorum to it, but... That's just wild right there. Are they our age?
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's why I said it must be our generation. Mm. I'm nervous.
Wow.
Because we're going in a direction that I don't know if we'll be able to come back from. You know? Because once you let men just get into a role, they're going to stick in that role. So you let them get away with this type of stuff, they already get away with so much. You know, like, they get to cheat in peace. They get to be taken back. They get to have babies on the side. Come back like, in my next life, let me be a man so I can get my shit off. Because they get away with anything.
No, they do.
And it's like, okay, we let them get away with that. Now we're going to let them be sassy too. We might as well just go on and just start like community of women in the bungalow.
They need to start a community because that's crazy.
They need mentors. Some mentors.
That's wild. Oh my goodness. Well, Devin said herself she's going to do more research. I guess yes. I'm just going to be informed.
Yes, you
will because be informed. I'm taking my ear back out after that. Because
yeah, I'm putting my ear to the streets.
That's wild. That's wild. Buying drinks.
Yes.
And I'm not saying a man is supposed to get like our last episode. Please get to the point where you just buy yourself what you need to.
Yeah.
Can we just talk? Can you just, you know, they didn't do all of that.
Yeah. Like,
I wasn't there back then, but at this point, I wish I was instead of having to deal with this.
Right.
Wow. That's wild. But
yeah, so that's all we got for y'all on that topic, y'all. We want to know, what do you think about this sassy man epidemic? Have you run into a sassy man lately? Have you dealt with a sassy man?
Because I know y'all have.
Have you been, what's the word, victimized by a sassy man? And you want to call this number down below for help?
Call this number down below.
You may be entitled to compensation, truly. But yeah, make sure you guys follow us on our Instagram at @what's_the_point_pod. Tune in every Wednesday, watch us on YouTube, listen to us on Pod, Spotify, all of the places. And yeah, we're about to get out of here. We're about to go turn up
right
and do some things. So we'll see y'all in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.